What is the place of fiction in our lives, and why is genre writing such as fantasy and horror often looked down upon and perceived as less serious or important? Hi, my name is Marco and welcome to another episode of Storyline Sessions. If this is your first video, this podcast is dedicated to creative writing and storytelling in all of its forms. It may seem odd to some of you, but this theme is something I've grappled with for a while now, and it's something that brought me a lot of debates over the years. Fiction, whether in the form of novels, comics, games, films, or anything in between, has been a constant companion throughout my life. It's more than just an escape from reality. It's an essential part of it, a vital tool that has helped me to better understand the world, inspired my professional work, and expanded my horizons in unexpected ways. I think it's best that we start with feelings and personal views. What are some implications and applications of fiction in real life? First of all, I think that fiction teaches us empathy. When we read stories, we step into shoes of characters from diverse backgrounds, cultures, and perspectives. We experience life through their eyes, which hopefully translates to our interactions with real people. It's basically a time machine. You can go to any time and place and see how people saw the world around them and what they predicted for the future. And I think that it's no wonder that some of the first writing ever was fiction. Since the earliest recorded myths on clay tablets and stories written more than 4,000 years ago, we went from telling stories illuminated by the light of fire to reading them under the light of screens on our devices, but human desire for them never faded. Reading fiction fosters understanding and openness, making us better communicators and more compassionate people. It's also not groundbreaking if I say that fiction can also make us more resilient. We can draw strength from it, learning that adversity can be overcome and that there are others who met similar difficulties as we do now. This is especially important at a young age, but I'll get back to it a bit later. Something that's very important to me and I hold it as an important life value is curiosity. By exploring various fantastical worlds, we start asking questions about the universe, the nature of existence, and our place in it. Fiction, in this sense, is the key element and a catalyst for growth. It's something that keeps us wanting more and providing new experiences. Now, let's talk about some writing-adjacent professions, such as journalism. Many people perceive it as something with a rigid rule set, but I believe that some of the best journalists are also storytellers. They create narratives that engage the audience and make complex issues easier to understand and digest. If you take a look at some of your favorite documentaries, for example, there's always a story in the middle. It's compelling and it's framed exactly as that, a story. My own experience working in journalism, especially my radio days, taught me that the skills I got through my love for fiction, the ability to recognize a compelling narrative, to capture the essence of a story, or to place facts within a larger context, can be of great use. Fiction isn't the opposite of truth. It's an alternate way of approaching it. In a more commercial setting, as someone who works in marketing and advertising, I witnessed firsthand how storytelling can be a powerful tool in the business world. All the modern advertising trends point to storytelling as a way to reach the audience and make your product stand out. Think about some of the most recognizable ads. They sell you memorable characters, they sell you narratives and emotional connections. All of these things are found, you guessed it, in fiction. You can also take an example from my previous guest Eric, who's taken his love for board games and applied those principles to his successful career as product marketer, among other things. And you can check out that conversation if you already haven't, I really enjoyed it. But this is one of the places where the debates come in. Even if it sounds like a made-up situation, trust me, it isn't. A while back I've had an interesting conversation where a colleague of mine, who's younger than me, was shocked that I read novels and asked why I waste time on that. They were convinced that it's childish and it has no benefit in the real world. I think that has a lot to do with many business role models. The LinkedIn and business podcast culture often teaches us that only valuable resources are books on business and self-development. When asked, many successful people only recommend non-fiction, and even those who are directly tied in with the creative world or even the entertainment industry hold the same opinion. Of course, it's not my goal to generalize. There are many open-minded people across different industries with diverse tastes. In fact, some of the most well-known and influential ones are avid readers. I believe most people are familiar with Oprah Winfrey's book club, and it often includes fiction. Bill Gates, who often publishes recommendations, also frequently has fiction on his lists. Elon Musk has mentioned science fiction books like The Foundation by Isaac Asimov as inspiration for his visions for the future. And I think that is also a great excuse for me to quote one of my favorite tweets of all time by Alex Blackman. He wrote, "Sci-fi author, in my book I invented the Torment Nexus as a cautionary tale." tech company. At long last, we have created the Torment Nexus from classic sci-fi novel Don't Create the Torment Nexus. Don't get me wrong, I also don't want to say that all fiction ever written is great and to come across as somebody who only reads fiction. I've done my fair share of reading theory, biographies, self-development, I even already recommended some of them on this platform, but I feel a need to point out that there is a place for all of it. I think that the condescending approach to fiction goes beyond the current moment. It's something that has deeper roots. It often starts at a young age. If you didn't have luck to have somebody to point you in the direction of something that may spark your imagination, there's a good chance that the approach that many teachers hold of making reading a chore turns away a lot of young minds that unfortunately never come back to it. It can also be attributed to less than ideal choice of titles that are presented to kids, but that's a completely different can of worms that I'm not going to open right now. At one point I'll maybe do an episode about the stories that made me the way I am, but I want to point out that my encounters with fiction as a kid and as a teenager helped me become who I am. They pushed me towards learning new languages, meeting new cultures, as well as people. It may sound funny, but for example, Asterix and Obelix comics did wonders for my love of history. I do want to point out another interesting debate which illustrates my previous points. There was a situation where one of my college professors asked one of my peers what was the last book they read, and they answered with a fiction title. The professor scoffed and asked something along the lines, "What about something real or serious?" We then got into a discussion about some of the classics, and at least he conceded that there were some important fiction books among those older ones. There is, thankfully, a counterweight to this in the form of many great initiatives. The Storytelling Schools is an interesting project. A group of teachers, writers, and creative artists set out on a mission to make schools more effective and engaging by introducing an approach to education which builds skills including empathy, enjoyment, invention, imagination, inspiration, poetry, creative writing, music, and many more. There is also the Global Read Aloud project, which is also worth mentioning. Once a year, it connects classrooms around the world around a shared reading experience. Students read the same book and collaborate on storytelling activities, promoting global literacy and understanding. It's actually starting soon, this October, and I think it's really great. I'll leave the link to it and all of the other things that I've mentioned in the description. I don't have the definitive answer for the fiction against non-fiction debate, but as I said, I believe there's room for all writing in the world, and we just need to give good writing flowers, no matter the form. And exactly that is one of the main reasons that I decided to pursue this and create the Storyline Sessions platform. If you made it till the end, thank you for tuning in. I hope you found it useful and interesting. Let me know how do you feel and what do you think about this debate in the comments. You can follow Storyline Sessions on Instagram and find every piece of media that we mention in each episode in the description. This podcast is recorded using Riverside FM. It's a tool that I highly recommend, and if you'd like to try it out for yourself, there's a link in the description that helps me with a commission without any additional cost to you. If you're interested in topics of creative writing and storytelling in any kind of media, keep following the Storyline Sessions, as there's another great conversation coming your way in the next episode. My name is Marko Bogdanović, and I'll see you next time. Keep creating stories.